Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Acting Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs John Bass recently traveled to Chad and Tanzania to discuss with government leaders bilateral and regional cooperation, humanitarian support, and security. Undersecretary Bass said that in Chad, the U.S. explored the impacts the country is experiencing from surrounding conflicts. These include the civil war in Sudan, instability caused by terrorist organizations in the Sahel, the challenges of Boko Haram in the Lake Chad Basin, as well as the perennial instability and internal conflicts from the Central African Republic. He spoke of the generosity of the Chadian government and people toward refugees.
It's quite remarkable how a society which ranks among the poorest in the world nonetheless finds the capacity to welcome so many people in need. And the United States government has been the leading donor in responding to the humanitarian crisis in Darfur, and we will continue to partner with a range of countries and donors and the UN family in addressing the immediate consequences of that conflict.
In Tanzania, Undersecretary Bass met with officials to explore ways to deepen an already strong bilateral relationship. He noted the United States and Tanzania are building on a pretty remarkable record of success over two decades in dealing with a variety of challenges.
In particular, HIV/AIDS, but also in building a much stronger and robust health surveillance network and set of healthcare facilities and healthcare infrastructure that has enabled this society to dramatically reduce HIV infection rates and to also tackle some of the other endemic health challenges, notably the ongoing fight against malaria.
The United States is looking at additional ways to strengthen the partnership with Tanzania through increased economic growth and development, including by helping Tanzania benefit from the ongoing transition to the green economy and the need for critical minerals and other resources. Finally, Undersecretary Bass emphasized that the United States is determined to meet African youth where they are, which increasingly is the digital landscape. To that end, the United States has created new opportunities for young Africans to tell us what concerns them, what their aspirations are for their own futures. As Undersecretary Bass's trip made clear, the United States is determined to engage and invest in Africa because, as President Joe Biden has said, when Africa succeeds, the United States succeeds, and the whole world succeeds as well.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.